Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. On today's show, I'm delighted to introduce my guest, renowned marketing author and branding expert, Dee Blick. Dee is a number one best-selling author of multiple marketing books, and her brand new work, You're the Best, How to Build an Authentic and Magnetic Personal Brand, launched November 25th, topping charts all over the show on Amazon. Over decades, she's helping countless individuals and small businesses build strong brands with zero fluff, no theory-heavy jargon, just practical, actionable strategy. Today, we'll explore the core of what it really means to build a magnetic, authentic, personal brand, how you can do it even with limited resources, and how Dee's own journey led her to write this powerful book. Now, before I introduce Dee, what's that got to do with Feng Shui, you may be saying, listeners? But we all need to get our branding right. So for me, when I read the book, and that's why I've got her on the show, I was so impressed. I can't tell you how good a book this is. And that's why I was like, I've got to seek her out. Where is she? And I've got to find her. So I just want to say, welcome to the show, Dee.
Thank you, Jean. It's lovely to be on.
So congratulations on your new book. It's amazing. What inspired you to write it?
Well, I mean, firstly, thank you for your lovely comments on the book. And what inspired me is I am a writer who became a marketer. So writing is in my DNA. And I've written several books on marketing. But I really felt that with the way we're going with AI, that we're in danger of losing our authentic voice. And we're also in danger of overlooking the importance of working hard in a very careful, attentive and intuitive way to build our personal brand so we become magnetic. And I define magnetic as being we move from being the seeker to the sought after. And I just thought, you know, I've spent 40 years building my own personal brand to great success. And I've done the same with so many entrepreneurs that I really wanted to share the blueprint so that any person, it could be a business owner or a person in a business, they can see how being authentic is perfect. We don't have to have the great motivational speaker presence to be successful, but also that if we build on this magnetism by stepping into the spotlight, we can become magnetic and we can attract so many opportunities. It's not true. And something that you've always inspired me with is this manifestation, which I loved in your books, about manifesting. That's a big part for me, which may be a talk further in the interview, but it was just the absolute right time for me to sit down and write the book that only I could write at that point in time.
It didn't take you very long, did it? When you settled down, you just had a thought, didn't you? And then you
did. Yes, you're right. I did. I actually dreamt the title, and the next day I woke up and started writing the book. But it's easy for me to write because it's all I've ever known. I've been writing books, blogs, brochures, websites, you name it. I've been doing the whole lot for 40 years. So writing books for me is just like writing an extra big blog with just a little bit more planning and care attached to it. So whereas it might take somebody who's not naturally a gifted writer a matter of years, it took me a matter of months to really get this book down. But that still was writing for 12 hours a day, occasionally coming up for a glass of water and a loo break.
Being a writer myself, I totally get you. I'm in the middle of, and I keep saying in the middle of my book, Manifest Your Way to Abundance. And I'm there, but I just need to do that. And then something happens like Christmas or whatever, and you like get taken off the edge of what, you know. It's not that you find an excuse, but you sort of do. And I don't know why that happens. If I'm talking Feng Shui, I'm 100% on it, but writing isn't a natural thing for me. So that's quite a good thing. So you describe this book as no theory, no fluff. What does that commitment mean to you? What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess it means what it says on the label, which is we can be bamboozled with very fancy, highfalutin phrases. We can be bamboozled with lots of theory, but what I've realized, and I've been working with business owners for 40 years, is they want shortcuts. Mm. how do I get from A to Z without falling over myself, without being confused, straying off the path. So my style of writing, it's what I became renowned for globally with my other books, is very much just to be conversational. I don't want the barrier to be a reader thinking, my God, that sounds so impressive and intellectual and so complicated that although it reads well, I've not got a chance of implementing that advice. So my mantra has always been writing this friendly conversational style, share from the head and the heart. So what I mean by the head is share from the vast treasure trove of business case studies that I have amassed over 40 years and share from my own experience as an entrepreneur growing my brand. And also, when I talk about theory-free and fluff-free, is I also want to be relatable. I want my reader to be on a journey with me and to think, well, if Dee can do it, and if her clients have followed this blueprint, then sure as heck, I can do it too.
Yeah, and listeners, as I was reading the book, and by the way, she has actually written about me in it, but one of the things that I noticed was it was easy to put into action because the way you gave examples, this is what I loved about it. I love about it because I've read it, is that anyone in any small business, the way you've written this book, they can start to use it immediately. And I'm sure that's what your idea was, wasn't it?
I love that you shared that. That means an awful lot to me because that's one of my big missions for writing. And I am blessed. I have sold tens of thousands of books all around the world, and I still get readers to this day that will message me on social channels to say that they bought my latest book, and they like the fact that I was having a chat with them. And it inspired them to act and to step out of their comfort zone. And that's what I want. I'm not writing a book to advance a career or to make tons of money. I believe they might be a byproduct of an effective book, or they might not. I've been blessed that the byproduct of writing books is that they've led me into all manner of incredible opportunities. But fundamentally, it's me chatting to that reader and that reader thinking, wow, I'm inspired, because inspiration is a great foundation block. I'm inspired. I reckon I can push out of my comfort zone and I can start to take Dee's advice on board. And I always give that guarantee to my readers and say, if you follow this blueprint, you will get results. There's no two ways about it. And I'm blessed that I have a purity of intention when writing, which is simply, I want readers doing well. I really do. I want to hear their stories. I'm not selling a system or a scheme. I'm not wanting them to take me on because I'm not taking new business on. I want nothing more than that reader delight and seeing the reviews and watching my book rise in the bestsellers. And that for me, that's a combination of the best rewards that this particular author can benefit from.
No, I 100% get that. So we're just going to hand over to our sponsors, and when we come back on the other side, I will be asking Dee for some practical steps.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. So let's get straight into it, right? Without giving too much away about the book, okay? Although I've seen you've put chapters around and everything, so you are very sharing about it. Can you walk us through the core structure of You're the Best? You know, the main parts of the book, how you've done it?
Gosh, I love that. I love these questions because it's like you're stepping into my soul and asking the things that I would just like to share regardless. And so the structure was absolutely crucial to me. And it's been reviewed by Raffaella from UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. And she just began by saying, I never read business books, but I love this one. And she said, I felt you were just talking to me. So just to start from that base point was wonderful. And my structure is very deliberate, very intentional. I do not start with straight into marketing advice. I start with my story because I want the reader to see my warts and alls, my ups, my downs. I then go into chapters on why being authentic is the ace up your sleeve. And then I go into a chapter on fear of failure. Now, the reason why I started out with why being authentic is the ace up your sleeve is to show people that you do not have to be other than who you are, but you're just turning up as your best polished self if you want to go on the route to magnetism. And that's important today because we're often led to believe that the person, the motivational speaker we see on the stage, the person who's hosting a huge mastermind that's earning millions, it can become cult-like. But we're also almost led to believe that unless we are like them in terms of character and prowess and gravitas and standing, that if we're not like them, then we're somehow falling short. And so our efforts can be, I've got to be more like them. And I'm like, no, you absolutely do not have to be like anybody. You just have to rock up as the best version of you, because authentic people, they understand their vision and their values. They want to be relatable. They're quite happy showing their flaws and foibles as well as their magnificence. So I almost wanted to give my reader permission to be themselves, which might sound a bit barby, but even if I explain my reason why. And then I move into fear of failure because that's a real big one for me. And it's based on my own story, but also on working with so many entrepreneurs, that what can really hang us up is we play it safe. And really, fear of failure has been dressed up as playing it safe, because playing it safe is, oh, you wouldn't catch me doing that. You wouldn't catch me being interviewed by Janine Lowe, this accomplished businesswoman on UK Health Radio. You wouldn't catch me standing up in front of an audience. And really what's at the heart of this is a fear of failure, fear of being judged, of being less than, of not performing to the standards we see others perform to. And so I really wanted a whole chapter on that and how we can overcome it and how I've overcome it. And then I go into the finding your whys. Now, if you want to become magnetic, there's got to be a real strong clutch of reasons as to why you want this magnetism. And it can't just be because I fancy being famous. It's got to be grounded in something that's pretty great. So I go into finding your whys, and I even introduce this highly complex score of allocating a maximum 5 for each one of your whys. Then I go into how to create your personal brand plan, and then it's into action. So I share loads of tips on PR, online and print, on public speaking, on creating a book, on organising an event, on even publishing your own magazine as a great magnet. And underpinning all of this is my story and the other entrepreneurs that I've worked with over 40 years, so that any reader reading that can think, oh yeah, that's how she did it. Not, again, it goes back to, I'm not sharing theory. I'm saying these are the things I know that work well. But your answer about the structure was so important, because it's very deliberate that I front-loaded the book with what's been authentic. What do we mean about fear of failure? Because as you know, talented, capable people often have, I call it the slightly darker side to our characters. And it's that side that says to us, you're not really that good. Or it puts its arms around us and say, don't do that. Play it safe. Stay in your lane. Don't step into your circle of power.
I think the other thing that sometimes, well, this is something I've had, imposter syndrome. And a very good friend of mine, Michelle, we talked about it. And I thought, actually, I don't want people thinking, I am what I am. There's no doubt about it. You know, I was a DJ and now I've gone back to my roots, going back on the radio show and everything. And I know Feng Shui inside out. I know Chinese astrology inside out. I've learned how to write books, two books and everything. But every now and then you think, oh my goodness, why? Why now? How have I done this? Yeah, so that I think is that imposter syndrome?
I find that the bigger the project, the more I get imposter syndrome, because there's still that little girl that says, oh, I'm not really that good enough. You know, why are you choosing me? And today, rather than getting cross with myself, I acknowledge the voice and think, well, it's part of me. Some people don't get it. Some people do. And rather than trying to eradicate it, which would be like trying to turn the tide back, I just have to say that's okay. But we know what reality is. And so if you like, today I give myself permission to succeed. Yeah. More than I give myself that voice that says, well, what if you fail? What if you found out? Which I've spoken to so many talented entrepreneurs. I think you had Guy Watts on your show recently, Janine, and he was saying the same, that he gets imposter syndrome and he gets fear of failure. And yeah. It's lovely when talented people open up and say, yep, that's me. I'm a fully paid up member of that club. But today I don't let it stop me. And that's the big thing. Is
absolutely. Thank you for bringing that and saying it so well. It's about it, you know, be the best, whatever. It's knowing that you are. And you use magnet a lot while we're talking today. And one of the conversations I had with Guy Watts was about manifesting, which we can go in after the break. But I think there is a certain people. Ultimately, if you're following your passion, like I love Feng Shui, I love Chinese astrology, and you're doing that every day, and they often say, don't they, in life, if you're doing what you love, you're not actually working. Yeah. And if you and that's going back to your marketing, the structure you've put in the book is really good for that. And that's what I love, because that's not my forte. So what you've produced there for me is I now have a plan, and being slightly OCD, but that's great. I've got a plan to go through. So that's why I have, you know, I'm not just saying this, listeners, this book is a definite thing. If you've got a small business, a large business, even, I've been around people who've talked about your marketing books before with large companies like DPD, etc. And they say that you give so much of yourself. Anyway, we've got to go for a break and listen to our sponsors. But I have a little secret, but I'll tell you after the break.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at ukhealthradio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. So the little secret. Can't believe this is happening. So after, how long have I been with them, UK Radio? Since April. So the little secret is Dee is going to be joining me on UK Radio with her own show. So you excited?
I am terrified, but I am much more excited than I am terrified. Excited is winning the day over terrified, thankfully.
It's funny, isn't it? So you've named your show Lead Well, Live Well. And so what's it going to be about?
Well, I love interviewing. I've interviewed entrepreneurs over 40 years. I've interviewed some very famous people and just some super talented business owners. So I love the format of interviewing, but it's always been written. So this is a chance for me to go under the hood and bring on, I think, genuinely lovely, inspiring business people. And the genuine, lovely and inspiring is the first rung on the ladder for me. I want people that are relatable, that are open, that are happy to share their ups and their downs, and also their recipe for success. I don't want people that tell you that you can make 20 million by signing up to their system. I want the real deals. People that have gone about in using their own authentic character, their own zest for life, their tenacity, their perseverance, and they've built something amazing. So I've got some fabulous authors that I'm going to interview, some incredible business people. And then I think every other show will be me, because I've had a very long and checkered life and I've had to go through lots of things to get to where I am today. Every other show will be me sharing on a topic, because I've been writing for Health Triangle magazine since March of this year. And it's going to be great bringing some of my columns to life as well. So you'll have 1 month, there will be an interview with a lovely entrepreneur. The next month, sorry, 1 week, it's four.
I know,
I was just thinking then, it says 1 week, it's a really lovely entrepreneur. Another week sharing on something that I've had to go through and come out the other side, because for me, and I know you're a fan of this, Janine, it's about being relatable and inspiring. If people can relate, they're open to learning and then to being inspired, and inspiration leads to action. So I was really chuffed when Johan approached me and asked me if I would run the show. My first reaction was, hell yeah, followed by, oh my word, can I do this? But I'm getting there and I'm looking forward to it starting in January.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I mean, when I started on UK Health Radio, my first shows were, I go straight in, hello, Dee. It would never be like who I'm going to be talking to. And like you, I do the odd show myself. But I never thought about it, because I write for UK Triangle as well. And I never thought about sharing all those columns that I do for that. So that's a really good idea. See, you're inspiring me even now.
That's brilliant. Well, I mean, you're great. I mean, you're all over. I see you all over. So you are magnetic. But the lovely thing is that you're still warm and approachable. And that's the first building block, isn't it? A person can reach out and talk to you and you can inspire them, rather than look at you and think, oh my word, she is just on this pedestal that I can't get anywhere near.
I think when I got feng shui your way, I wanted to share as much feng shui as I possibly could. But then I realised that actually, as we know, feng shui is energy. So I invited people on that weren't always about feng shui, but were able to bring magic, let's use the word magic because I love that word, to, and their energy to the show. And it's been very versatile, and has allowed me to introduce to my listeners many, many different sides of people. And, you know, hopefully from each one, they gain something. Yeah. So I think that's an important thing. And I can imagine your show is going to be amazing because I know a lot of your stories.
I hope so. Well, that's the plan. It won't be for a lack of trying anyway.
Yes. Well, you'll have a good team behind you. And I'm looking forward to listening to it. So one more question. If you were to give one tip out of your book, what would it be?
Now, you'd expect as a marketer, I would run with a marketing tip, but my tip is this: acknowledge that you are more than enough to embark on this journey of moving from authenticity to magnetism and step into your circle of power, knowing that if you are willing to learn, to smash that fear of failure and to really embrace all of the good stuff that I share, that you will succeed. But it starts with that acknowledgement that you're more than enough and that you are worthy of success.
Brilliant. Dee, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your experience and the powerful insights behind your The Best. Your approach to building personal brand with authenticity and heart is both refreshing and deeply needed in today's world. Deeply needed. For everyone listening, whether you're just beginning your journey or already on your way, I encourage you to check out Dee's book and begin building a brand that truly represents who you are. Thank you for tuning in. And as Dee would say, remember, you are more than good enough. You're the best. Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.